Hey, Audie Murphy, Middle School from Alamo, Texas. This is Dr. Caleb Pickering from Texas A&M University, Corpus Christi. Looking forward to hearing you today in your piece. Up first is Scuttlebutt by Casella. Nice start. Uh-oh, looks like we had maybe forgot to put the brakes on the bass drum. Just something to always check. Very clean little start to this piece. So I put this on the form, but adjusting the ensemble setup so it's a little more tiered and put together, but still in this rounded method will help a lot. Because that xylophone entrance, that was a tough entrance. Yeah, finding that time from across the setup by, 20, 30 feet is pretty tough. Yeah, similar to, like a drumline situation, right now the battery in the middle, that snare and bass and hi-hat player and timpani are really holding it down, but as we get farther from those four, there's these tears, and the ensemble is just so far apart, they're almost on other sides of the room. Nice playing, y'all. Really good sounds coming from the group. Beautiful vibra slap note there. Blend is very nice in the battery, right? So many groups we've heard, have been overpowering in this room. But, that moment was loud and intense, but everything else is very mellow, and it's very much appreciated. Full snare solo. Going fine. Yeah, so when we have these call and response, these trade-offs like that, beep beep bop bop, bum 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 bum, da 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 da, dun 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 dun. Make sure we're subdividing if you're not playing right. So when one person has their call, yeah, that's all good. But make sure you are subdividing as your tacit. Sorry, everyone's clapping now. As your tacit, make sure you're subdividing right. There's always a little hitch between the two sections. I love how into it the students are. It's really nice. I'm gonna give a special shout out to Alejandro on the toms there. Again, the blend is very nice in the keyboards as well. And I can hear that concert bass drum, but it's not too present. It's very good, very tasteful. I think the only instrument that might need to be adjusted a little bit dynamically is either getting a carpet under the snare or maybe a little more muting. It's just a little hot, or just taking the dynamic down. So this is a young player for the students in the group. This happens all the time. Wait for that hit to happen. When stuff starts getting loud or starts getting busy, if the time starts getting a little strange or rhythms start feeling weird or tempo starts feeling weird, the answer isn't to play louder and faster. It's actually to the opposite. Slow down a little bit, lower the dynamic, and listen. Yeah, so when stuff tears, just make sure, yeah, you slow down, you listen, you look around, and you find the pulse. But great job. That's really mature playing for a middle school group, for a junior high. Very, very cool. That was, yeah, Gilbert just said it. Wow, yeah. Excellent job, y'all. Very, very nice playing today. Again, this is Dr. Caleb Pickering from A&M Corpus Christi, and thanks so much for playing. That was awesome. Continue playing and continue doing what you're doing, because, yeah, y'all are on the right track.